Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Kelayim, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Tess. Sagt der Mishnah, Hatoime, this person hides or buries lefes, let's say turnips or a bundle of turnips, utzenainais or a bundle of radishes, tachas hagefen, under a grapevine. The reason he's doing it is he wants them to be guarded. He wants to protect his lefes and tzenainis. He's not planting it. He's burying it in the ground to keep it there. But it's under a grapevine. Lamaisa, he's planting it there. So like, what shows us that he's just doing it to guard it there, not to plant it? And the answer is when you plant these things, you don't plant them in bundles. You plant them individually. If he's putting them into the ground in bundles, clearly he's not thinking planting. He's thinking safekeeping. So Zakta Mishnah Vayter, therefore, Im Hayam Miktsas Alav Migulin. He left some of the leaves open, meaning above ground level, Ein Chayshish, there is no concern, Loi Mishim, not for the Isser of. Kelayim, of planting Kelayim. Veloi Mishim, Shvius. It would also not be a concern of planting during a Shemitah year. Veloi Mishim, Maisrais. He would also not be obligated to give additional maisers when he takes them out from the place where he had them hidden. Minitalim b'Shabbos, and it would be mutter to take hold of these leaves on Shabbos, the part of the leaves that are out of the ground, and to pull out the bundle of vegetables that are buried in the ground. This is not called detaching on Shabbos. It's the same as vegetables that already have been taken off the ground that are laying on the ground. Okay, so we have to explain a few things over here. B'negei the Isra of Klayim, the Batanura explains, you really don't have to have the leaves protruding on top of the ground. Even if all the leaves were in the ground, there still would not be an Isra Klayim under these circumstances. He's not putting it there to take root in the ground. He's using the ground as a safe. The reason the Mishnah says that it had to be mixas olav megulin, that some of the leaves were on top of the ground, that's only b'negeya hilchas Shabbos. You should be able to hold on to the leaves and yank it out. And what if the leaves were totally in the ground? You can't yank it out. How do you get a hold of it? Well, move away the earth on top. You can't. The earth that's covering it is mukza. That's why we need the leaves on top of the ground. The Mishnah is going to give us a whole list of things that you're not worried about, not worried about Klayim, not worried about Shemitah, not worried about Maestres, and you can take it on Shabbos. It's only for being able to take it on Shabbos that you need the leaves on top of the ground to avoid Muksa issues. Okay, so tell me again what I don't have to worry about by hiding these bundles in the ground, even though it's vegetables and I'm hiding it under a vineyard. First, you don't have to worry because of Klayim. Stamazay to plant vegetables underneath a tree, where your intent is that the roots of the vegetables should go into the roots of the tree, that's an Isra of Klai Ilon. In this case, as we'll see later, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, we'll see more about this, but vegetables near a vineyard is Klai HaKerem. Normally vegetables that grow in a vineyard, depending on how much it connects, is Asra Bahamah. But here, even though he's putting it under a vineyard, there's no chash. What if Taka, the turnips or the radishes start growing? Now, normally the din is, even by 0.5%, even by a 200th is 0.5%. 1% is 100, 200 is 0.5%. It becomes asur bano. What if I see taket started to grow? The answer is it's still not a klayim problem. Because the Torah asked only derech zariah, if it's done in a way of planting. And here where it's clear, the way he's doing it, it's not to plant it, it's to keep it there. There would not be an Isser Klayim, even if I see it started to grow there. So the Batanur explains it. Then we said there's no chash of Shemitah. What does this mean? So I'm sure, as you know, the entire seventh year in Eretz Yisrael is Shemitah, now that it works on the ground. And anything that starts to grow in the sixth year and it comes into the seventh year, and it continues to grow in the seventh year, is Asr B'Achila. So basically what our Mishnah is saying here is that it's mutter to hide these vegetables in the ground, even during a Shemitah year. If you're putting it there to guard it, you're not putting it there to plant it, even if lemaisa it grows a little during the Shemitah year. That's not considered something that grew on its own during Shemitah. That's called Svichei Shvius, which normally would be also, but in this case it would be Mutar Biachila. What do we mean, V'loy Meshum Maisris? So I'm sure you remember from Masechtas Demai that Tvua that grows in Eretz Yisrael, you have to separate Truma Gedela for the Kayin, Maisr Mishnah for the Levi. And there's Trumas Maisr that the Levi has to give out of his Maisr to the Kayin. And the Bailam have to separate Maisr Sheni during a Maisr Sheni year and eat it in Yerushalayim or redeem it. Sometimes Maisr Ani during a Maisr Ani year. Bezer Shem Yisbach will be learning Masechtas Trumas and Masechtas Maisris and Masechtas Maisr Sheni. But for right now, if you took a bundle of vegetables that he took maestras from already and puts it back into the ground to guard it, even though it continues to grow, there's no additional chiyuv of maestras. That's learned from a pasuk explains the batanura v'chal maestra ha'aretz mizera ha'aretz. The chiyuv of maestras is only if it was planted in the ground, not hidden in the ground. By the way, when do you give maestra sheni? When do you give maestra ani? The first and second year after Shemitah, you give Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. Third year, Maaser Rishon and Maaser Oni. Instead of Maaser Sheni, which has to be brought to Yerushalayim, or you redeem it and bring the money to Yerushalayim, you give Maaser Oni. Fourth and fifth year, after Shemitah, it's Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. And sixth year, Maaser Rishon and Maaser Oni. So here's an interesting shaila. What if my turnips here, or my radishes, grew in the second year after Shemitah? So I have to give Maaser Sheni. After I take it off the ground, and I hide it back into the ground, it continues to grow in the third year. So maybe now I have to add Maaser Ani, because this grew on the third year. Lemaisa, it was in the ground, and it started to grow. And the answer is, no, you don't have to. Again, for the same reason, you did not put it into the ground to plant. And finally, the Mishnah told us you can take it on Shabbos. Normally, plants that are growing in the ground, you know, detach it from the ground on Shabbos. It's one of the Lamates Malachas, Kaitzer. So whether it's Kaitzer or a Taldav Kaitzer, but normally it would be an Issa Deraisa. Just to pluck a tomato from the ground or a radish from the ground. But these vegetables that were put into the ground for the purpose of watching them are not considered connected to the ground. It's as if they're detached, and therefore you can take it on Shabbos. The only problem is how do you get the earth off that's on top of it? That's Muktzah, it's Aser B'Tiltel. Now that I'm moving on Shabbos. So that's why I need to have the leaves above ground level. So I hold on to the leaves and I pull it out. As I'm pulling it out, l'maisa, I'm moving the earth indirectly. But that's called tiltel min hatzad l'tzarech davar heter. If I want to take something, which is mutter on Shabbos, and indirectly muktzah is being moved, that's okay. So if I can pull the leaves, I'm indirectly moving the muktzah. Of course, some earth is going to shake off as I pull it out. That's called tiltel min hatzad, but to directly move away the earth that I can't. Okay, Vayter Zok de Mishnah. Here we're going on to something else. For all practical purposes, it's really like a different Mishnah. Hazoreya, if someone plants chita, a grain of wheat, usa'oida, and a grain of barley, ka'achas, together, hareza klayim, this is klayim. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm ain't a klayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's not klayim. Achi, unless you have shtei chita, at least two grains of wheat, usoida, and one grain of barley. Oy or chita, one grain of wheat, ushteisa, and two barley. Oy chita, or a grain of wheat, usoida, a grain of barley, vichusemis, and a grain of spelt. So what's Rabbi Yehuda's shita? Tanakama says, two minim together are klayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, there has to be three components to be over the Isser Klein. You got to at least have three grains over here, even if two come from the same type. Rabbi Yehuda learns that from the Pasuk, Sadcha Leisizra Kalayim. So from the Lashon of the Pasuk, it's Mashma. The Klein, when you have two different types of Minim, the Isser is only if you're planting it Sadcha in your field. A field means there's something else there. What makes it a field? That something is already planted there. So you're taking two different types of minim and you're adding it to an existing field. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, to be over the Issa Klayim, you need two things. I'm planting two grains next to one grain, And something has to be different over here. So it's either 2 grains of wheat and 1 grain of barley, 1 grain of wheat, 2 grains of barley, or 3 separate grains. Wheat, barley, and spelt. But just with 2, like the Tanakhana says, you're not over the Isser. I need a total of 3, and I need at least 1 change over here. Because if all 3 were chita, obviously it's not klayim. If all 3 were soirim, it's obviously not klayim. If all 3 were spelt, it's not klayim. And 2, even if you mixed and matched, wouldn't be klayim. It has to be once more. It can be 2 of the same, next to a different mean, or the other way around, or it can be 3 different mean. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda says about tenura. A karka is called a field, even if nothing is planted there. So if someone planted just the wheat and barley together, he would be chayiv als klei Yisroel. However, by a vineyard, there's a different halacha. There would have to be chita v'sarid v'charetzim b'mapaylas yad, and we'll learn about that, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, further on.